Blog Talk Radio.
Monday. It's time for Awaken to Empowerment. Hey, this is Carol Ann Parisi. Hope you all are having a phenomenally fantastic day today. It is mindful, motivational, meaningful, mentoring, Master Monday. Yes, it is. So it's time. This is your source for hope with conscious solutions for these tumultuous, transformational, transitional times. Humanity is surging with uncontrolled uncertainty, doubt, and fear. And you know what? Your solutions are right here. Is your life not everything you want it to be? Do you ask yourself, what am I here for? Isn't there more to life than this? Well, if you say yes to either one of these questions, then you're in the right place. Now, sometimes we ask ourselves, how did I end up here? What do I have to do to make that transformational change? What are my solutions to create my ideal life? Well, you know what? Your ideal life is waiting. It's waiting for you right now because it's time. It's time to awaken your consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to take transition to real, truthful transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It is time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless, and it's time for peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. Guess what? It's time to create your ideal life. Let us help you here discover your destiny and purpose. If you're a freedom-loving soul, we're going to talk about entrepreneurship, wellness, holistic health, fitness, timeless truths, consciousness, solution-driven discussions. Let's really have a change and restore exceptionalism. Be part of the conversation. You can be a part of that conversation if you call me here at area code 646-787-1584. Again, 646-787-1584. That's our call-in number today. And there's so much I want to bring forward here today. Some really interesting things, very interesting things. talking about the law of attraction, and we've been doing the phenomenal book, The Four Agreements. So, and you may say to me, Carol, repetition, you do this stuff, you say the same stuff. You know, every week we keep hearing about the Four Agreements. Well, why? Well, have you mastered it yet? Because if you're mastering it and doing your ideal life, I want to hear from you, okay? Because you know what? If you really want to be a master, you've got to keep mastering the basics. And the only way you master the basics is by repetition, repetition, repetition. If you are living these principles, please call me because I would love a mentor too. We all need a mentor. I have some really good ones in my life, but we're here to help each other. That's what this is all about. So hopefully this is of service to you, and let's go over those four agreements. And the first one is be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using words to speak against yourself or gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the directions of truth and love. Don't take anything personally is number two. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. Excuse me. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. Three, don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstanding, sadness, and drama. And then, with this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. And number four is always do your best. So your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best. And then you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. And you know what? Set some boundaries, too. I mean, set some boundaries for your life. Start understanding what is no longer acceptable to you. And, you know, if you have not found a mentor yet, if you've not found anyone that you can be a mentor, it is so important. It is so important to have a mentor and a coach. You certainly want to be with people that are positive and encouraging and uplifting, people that bring out the very best in you and see things in you that you don't even know that you have, you know. So just go ahead and, you know, find a mentor. Find a mentor. Turn off the TV. Be aware of what's going on, but don't dwell on it because, you know, there's certain things you just can't change. But you certainly can't change things you don't confront. And if you be the change you wish to see in the world, if everybody would take the responsibility to be their best person and speak with integrity, you know, in all things, you know, be impeccable with their word, and if people didn't take things personally from other people and people didn't assume things and everyone did their best, guess what? We would live in an awesome world if we were just accountable for our own universe. But, yes, you do need a mentor. You do need a teacher. It's great to have masters. Get a mentor. Get a coach. They will help you. It is a secret. It is a timeless truth of success. And success isn't all about money, although I love money. I think money's a wonderful servant. As long as you are the master of it. So want to talk a little bit. Let's see, I've got some really groovy things here. I love that word, groovy. Groovy, baby. Get some really good information I want to share with you today. I have the show booked for a while, so it might go a little longer. If we get some phenomenal callers, I would love that. Okay, how about some coconut oil? We haven't talked about coconut oil. I want to hit a little bit about coconut oil today. I want to hit for our health and wellness. We will get into mindfulness and subconscious. That's just kind of what we do. But coconut oil is really phenomenal. And it's good for everything. It is good for everything. And it's natural, okay? And remember, Mother Nature is incredibly generous. When she supplies all of our nutrients in her wonderful bounty in vegetables and fruits and good things. And coconut is just one of those, you know, phenomenal functional foods, okay? It is rich in vitamins, mineral, and fiber. Fiber is amazing, and you need that to keep everything going good. The essential nutritional building blocks for perfect health. People in the islands have been using it for thousands of years, of course. And some say that it is the cure for all illnesses. And there's great. I mean, you can consume the meat. You can consume the milk and the oil. And I do this daily. And even though it's high in saturated fat, it's still good fat because it feeds your brain. You know, here in Western society, we have diabetes, cancer, heart disease. And in these primitive areas, quote-unquote, where they have this coconut oil, they don't have a lot of these diseases. Filipinos and islanders have youthful complexions, wrinkle-free skin, almost no skin cancer, and they are exposed to the sun year-round. So coconut oil in particular has been shown to protect you from viruses, bacteria, infection, cancer, thyroid, brain, and heart problems. And it is phenomenal for the skin, and it burns fat. As I've told you before, I put a big tablespoon of coconut oil in my coffee every morning, and I have my supercharged cacao, turmeric, hemp, maca. I put a bunch of powders in there, and I put it in my coffee, and it gets me through the morning really nicely. I do coconut oil pulling. Don't spit it down your drain, though. I take some of my old supplement bottles, and I just kind of like spittoon it in there, and I just get rid of those. So I use it on my hair. I use it all over my body as a moisturizer. It's great because when my dogs decide to give me little kisses on my skin, they're not getting any toxic poisons. And I totally do coconut oil that is organic. And I think it's cold pressed. And I love it. I love it. I've got a new concoction with coconut oil, too. I've taken coconut oil and mixed it with almond butter. What I did is I've taken the coconut oil and heated it to where it gets, like, liquidy. And it does get liquid at 74 degrees phenoms. And I mix it with almond butter. And then I take coconut, real little coconut flakes, all unsweetened, all natural, all organic. And I put some hemp powder in there, or hemp seeds if you like that, chia seeds, flax seeds. You can have that all ground up, protein powder, and I'm telling you, this is like super, super fat bomb, delicious. I mean, I put cacao in there, any of these natural superfoods in there, whatever you like, and then I, like, they're little juicy, you know, kind of like slurpy, and I stick them in little muffin cups, you know, little tiny, I guess, cupcake cups. And put them in the refrigerator, and they just come out beautiful. And they're like eating candy, but it's so healthy for you, and it's going to feed your brain and your skin, and it's just a great thing. So coconut oil is just chock full of health-promoting properties, and it's no way responsible for high cholesterol, obesity, heart disease, and the bad effects. So it is so good. Before World War II, people used to use it, actually, to help with cough, constipation, malnutrition, skin infections, toothaches, earaches, and more. But when the war ended, the United States proclaimed hydrogenated oils to be healthier oils. And by the 60s, a weak scientific theory claimed that saturated fats, like those found in butter, eggs, and milk, red meat, and coconuts, increased the bad low-density LDL, lipoprotein, cholesterol, and they were dangerous to consume. Well, truly nothing is further from the truth. So, you know, you got to stop the groupthink mentality. So now coconut oil is making it back big on the scene, and, you know, absolutely watch your Frankenfoods, you know, canola. Naturally, in nature, animals and insects avoid it. There's really no such thing as canola oil in nature. It's frankenfood because it's a modified version of rapeseed oil. Asian and Indian cultures used rapeseed oil for centuries, but it was never consumed in large quantities. The rape plant is in the mustard family, and it contains cyanide-containing compounds. And wild animals, insects avoid it. I mean, I suppose canola oil might be a really good insect repellent, right? It's really, you know, when it gets refined in the process of deodorizing and bleaching it to make it become this canola oil, it involves exposing rapeseed oil to high heat, which greatly reduces the omega-3s. And, you know, so consumption of any GMO oils have been linked to muscular disorders, fatty degeneration of the heart, kidneys, adrenals, and thyroid glands. So, you know, kind of look about the canola oil, and then cottonseed oil is got pesticides all over it, and it's in everything. It's in Gatorade and canned food to chips, and, you know, read your packages, okay? Anything sprayed on cotton plants to ward off insects and induce growth, these are These are poison, and there's poison called trifluralin. It's a cyanide dicofol. If you can't read it, I mean, my gosh. These things, propargite and mallet, are used on cotton crops, and they work their way deep into the plant, literally transforming them into toxic organisms. So, you know, maybe it's okay for making pants and shirts, but cottonseed oil to consume in your body is probably not the safest thing. You know, you can do better. A majority of cotton plants are, of course, GMO, genetically modified. They're altered at the molecular level, and, you know, we're not eating the cotton plant directly, but the extracted oils contain the same properties, of course, as the plant. So, and then there's also a high amount of omega-6s, and it's got a similar protein structure to peanuts. So if you have peanut allergies, it can be really bad for you. But, you know, the FDA does not require any, you know, peanut allergy warnings on it. But, I mean, there's a lot of money involved in all this, too. So, and sapphire oil also shows an increase of omega-6s, and it also increases the rate of death by heart disease, omega-6s do. So, let's get in, and then soybean oil. We all know soybeans are just highly processed, and, you know, they trade them on the mercantile exchange, I think. That might be the wrong exchange, but, yeah, soybeans, there's way too much estrogen in them. You know, soy isoflavones, I suppose, are healthy for a little bit, but, you know, watch for the GMOs, okay? Frankenfoods are not good. But coconut oil is really, it's one of nature's number one best superfoods. And I take it every day, okay? It contains some of the healthiest substances on earth. And I'm reading an article that I have from one of my accounts here, and it says, it's no secret breastfeeding is about the best thing a mother can do to boost her child's immune system. What makes mother's milk so healthy is that it contains a high amounts of lauric acid. Okay, breast milk is known as liquid gold, okay, because of that lauric acid. So really, outside of mother's milk, there are three dietary sources, and coconut oil is the most highly concentrated of the three. So it helps to fight viruses, bacteria, yeast. Of course, it helps promote colon health. Parasites, infections, viruses. There's so much to this. It also fuels your metabolism. It burns fat quickly, helps to make your fat to fuel. And it makes you feel full because it's fat, of course. And it's, you know, it's heart friendly. So it'll help you decrease your body mass index. So do coconut oil. It helps to boost your thyroid. And I'm sure everybody knows we've got thyroid crisis is going on. Of course, it protects and beautifies your skin. There's natural SPFs in there. You could use it as an exfoliant, mix it with a little sugar, and it's phenomenal. It could get on that rough patches, and it just makes you very, very smooth. And it is good for the brain. And this is why I love the ketosis diet. As we know, Alzheimer's is becoming an epidemic, and they say it's just gonna be huge in the next, you know, 10, 15 years with us baby boomers getting older. So I have seen video of a woman that gave her husband like 3 tablespoons of Alzheimer's a day for like a few months, and he couldn't even draw a clock with its appropriate numbers on it. And after doing this protocol with the coconut oil 3 times a day, his clock was like perfect. So the reason why, it really helps to reduce the devastating effects because it's feeding your brain. It helps your body to produce ketones, and that is an alternative energy source for the brain. So when medium-chain triglycerides are metabolized by the body, ketones are created, and coconut oil has a ton of medium-chain triglycerides. So that's why ketones are imperative to help fight off Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Huntington's, multiple sclerosis, and many other debilitating diseases. So coconut oil is king. I've read where it says it helps to fight cancer. It says cancer cells feed and grow in our body until the illness eventually take over and ruin our health, and that's only if it doesn't kill us. But, researchers have discovered it's possible to actually starve cancer cells, and coconut oil is one of the proactive defenses. And it helps with the alternative fuel that your body can thrive on, but it starves cancer cells. There's ingredients in the coconut oil. And also, I don't know if you've ever, we'll talk about this and I'll tell you another little thing that I've heard about cancer to help fight off the cancer. It's really good. It keeps you healthy. And, it also helps you poop, which is great for the colon, keeps you cleansed. And the one thing, coconut oil is also, it's an ultimate detox because it helps you stay full. But coconuts, it is the king. It is great. I like coconut chips. I like to eat them, as I said, in everything. So another thing that I heard some cancer protocol is maple syrup cooked with baking soda. And somewhere I have a recipe. And it's supposed to go ahead, the maple syrup, natural, organic, everything is natural. Try and do natural and organic as much as you can. Truly, I'm starting to really feel that there's too much chemicals. We're being bombarded, and, we do make our own chemicals in our body. But, I think that's why so many people are, more depressed, besides all the geopolitical craziness, but... try and do organic as much as you can. Try and grow your own vegetables. And gosh, if you're blessed enough to live in like a California or Florida, grow your own fruits. You could do it year-round. If you get your organic maple syrup and you cook it and you put some baking soda in there, and then you take like 2 tablespoons a day. But the maple syrup is sugar. And I have heard that cancer cells, they love sugar. And we've talked about sugar on this show before, how sugar is so poison. It's the devil, right? So it's kind of like a Trojan horse where the maple syrup actually comes in and makes the cell, get at the sugar. But the baking soda neutralizes it because baking soda is a neutral. It's not acidic. It's a neutral compound. So you can Google baking soda, maple syrup, cancer, and you could read so much about it. But, I do believe we have everything available to us to fix any problem. And I believe our creator created it, right? So hopefully some of our little health tips today were helpful. I have another one. And I don't know anything about this yet, but I was attention has been brought to me about omega-7. And I never heard of it. I've heard of omega-3s and 6 and 9, but I've never heard of omega-7. And I heard it's a weight loss. So, I guess in the past couple decades, and this is from Fatty Acid Pub, in the last 2 decades there have been resurgence by pharmaceutical companies in seeking drugs to combat obesity. Several effective drugs have been developed, but how about the side effects, right? And they're prohibitively expensive, but of course, me, the herbalist. Many people are dissatisfied with conventional medicine and have been turning to alternative health care treatment for obesity, as a certified herbalist. That is a big thing. Natural herbs. One supplement has received attention. Here we go. Omega-7 fatty acids. Anecdotal reports persist in the literature on many websites about weight loss that can occur with novel omega-7 fatty acids. So what is omega-7 fatty acid? It's a recently discovered substance, also known as palm oleic acid. That's it. P-A-L-M-I, palmitoleic acid. Palmitoleic acid. It has been shown to possess unique health benefits, including helping some lose weight and reduce risk for heart disease. Like its more well-known cousins, the omega-3 fatty acids, 7s are also unsaturated. Unlike omega-3s, which the body is unable to make, omega-7 fatty acids are not essential because the body has the ability to make them. So I'm going to tell you, I'll be willing to bet you with all the crap in our, this is me ad-libbing here, but all the crap in our environment, our body's probably not making them. That's probably one of our obesity epidemics. So omega fatty acids are found in nuts, macadamia nuts, yum, some natural oils, buckthorn berries. Omega-7 supplements are not usually available at the local grocery store, but only in certain online and retail health food stores. So I don't know if anybody has tried this palmitoleic acid. I'm looking forward to hearing what your solutions are, because you know maybe it could help with metabolic syndrome, probably help to decrease inflammation. So I mean, I've got a whole thing on this. Very interesting. So I'm going to do a little bit more studying on it, and I think we could bring it to you. In other news tonight, very interesting, here in Glenview, Illinois, and this is from the Glenview Patch, Glenview homeowner sued Zillow last month, accusing it of blocking the sale of her home by offering an undervalued online estimate. Dismissed her case Friday and filed a new class action lawsuit against the real estate website. Barbara Anderson, a real estate lawyer, filed a complaint April 27th alleging Zillow's estimate was illegal appraisal under Illinois law, of course, here in Illinois. Her suit described it as a sloppy computer-driven appraisal and said it was damaging to the market value of her house. Anderson's property is located in a real sheepy area called the Glen, and it's currently listed for $626,000. And his estimate said the property was $537,000. Interesting. I found Zillow to be sometimes often a higher way. On Friday, Andrew filed a new complaint in Cook County Circuit Court and withdrew the suit filed in her name that simply asked the company to remove its valuation estimate for her property. This time, she's one of two lead attorneys rather than the named plaintiff, and her lawsuit is a class action seeking to represent everyone whose home is listed on the Zillow website. The named plaintiffs are Vipul and Justina Patel of Schaumburg and CastleBuilders.com. In addition to alleging that Zillow is in violation of the law governing appraisers in Illinois, the new class action is for damages to compensate for Zillow's unfair and deceptive trade practices and violating homeowners' right to seclusion. The company answered, this is so interesting, the company answered by describing Zestimates as just a starting point to determine home's value and not an official appraisal. Taking public information and statistics to generate an estimated value is a well-accepted practice, a Zillow spokesperson said. Zillow provides data on the accuracy of its algorithm, which relies entirely on public information, which is home sales. Hello, that's public information. It also offers a disclaimer on its website about its estimate generating proprietary automated valuation models. It said the numbers are not appraisals and its data sources may be incomplete or incorrect. And now somebody here said there's no such thing as a proprietary formula. First of all, it's your asset. They don't get to keep secrets, Anderson said. Second, what business it is theirs to make opinions about your asset? Third, every person has a right to see what the comps are and to challenge the process of an appraiser. So Zillow pointed off Illinois law in question, the Real Estate Licensing Act of 2002, makes specific mention of exemption for the procurement of an automated valuation model. The company said this shows the law recognizes a difference between a statistical estimate and an appraisal. Anderson says it does not apply since Zillow is not a creditor financial institution and the tool is being used for internal underwriting. So the company would still be bound by the same rules about spreading non-public personal public information when houses sell or ethical legal regulations. Zillow said if Anderson wants to have a higher Zestimate, she could provide more complete and up-to-date information to the model, such as square foot measurements. And if people do not want the value of their homes assessed, they would start by blocking public information from the county assessor's offices, according to the company. Yes, you can go to the county assessor. You could find a PIN number of a house. I do it all the time. Angela says, we just think this is an important data point for everyone to have, and we don't see any reason why it shouldn't be out there. And as for the additional plaintiffs in the class action, Zillow said they were only one plaintiff, Castle Builders, without tax data or other vital information, built properties, and it's difficult to produce an accurate estimate. Many of us appraisers were very displeased that they included the word value in their estimates because it implies market value, said a California-based appraiser, Karen Mann, who's active with the American Society of Appraisers. So, you know, appraisers are bound by regulations, well, of course. Zillow is a Seattle-based publicly traded company, and it's got more than $7.62 billion in market capitalization, and includes the brand Trulia, Dotloop, Hot Pads, and Street Easy. In a conference call in February, Zillow executives said the company now has three-quarters of the audience share of real estate market and expects to bring in more than $1 billion in 2017, according to an investor presentation from the first quarter of 2017. It facilitated an estimated $4.4 billion in sales in 2016. Its spokesperson said it makes its money by selling ads to real estate agents and describes itself as a media company. Anderson said that Zillow wants estimates to be confusing for consumers in order to benefit agents. Oh, come on. She pointed out to a tweet from the company's CEO from the 2014 conference address, questions about this estimate are an opportunity to get the appointment. Oh, scandalous. Anderson also alleged that in 2016, when she was working with a realtor to sell her home, Zillow had been willing to raise its estimate of the value of her home when she called to complain. Then, when she relisted it for sale by owner, the price plummeted, and Zillow staff was unwilling to adjust it. Ooh, that doesn't look so good optically. Over the past year, Zillow has announced several multimillion-dollar legal settlements. The company said it paid $6 million to settle a class action suit claiming to legally scheme to violate federal and state labor law by making employees skip breaks and work overtime without compensation. Also in 2016, it said it would pay Move, which operates at Realtor.com, $130 million to drop accusations Zillow stole trade secrets. This is interesting. This has nothing to do with, well, I think you're empowered. You're learning something here. I'm learning something. Plus, it's settled for lawsuits on disclosed amounts that allege the company fired a woman for being in the hospital, engaged in a pattern of sexual harassment, engaged in discrimination on the basis of age and race, and retaliated against whistleblowers. The company did not admit to any wrongdoing in any of the settlements. At the time, it said it was the highest priority to maintain corporate culture where people work hard and treat each other with dignity and respect. So there's a little bit of interestingness on Zillow. Hopefully that served you well. And now let's get into some of our deep dive self-practices to help empower you. This is from Inc., and we're going to talk about confidence because confidence begins in your subconscious mind. So, you know what? Let's take a quick break. I need to get a little drink of water. And let's play some really cool music. Let's take a really quick break. And we'll be right back in a minute or less.
Mm-hmm.
take a deep breath. Everybody take a chill. All right. Let's get a little bit into some of our habits. This is from Inc. and Habits. And I've read you the habit poem before. And remember, if you want to be a master, you must master the basics. So our habits are part of our basic things in our life. Either our habits serve us well or they destroy us. And, I mean, smoking is a destructive habit. Exercising properly is an empowering habit. Eating nutritionally beneficial food is an empowering habit. Doesn't mean you can't have your cake and sometimes. You know, I mean, hey, I'm getting these great recipes for all this low-carb stuff. You're not allergic to nuts. Oh, my gosh. Mixed peanut butter protein powder. It's so good. Coconut oil, chia seeds, freeze them. Telling you. Awesome. So, habits. We also have habits, you know, with our confidence. And confidence is also, you know, confidence is built from the inside out. But we get programmed. We hear people say, you can't do that. Oh, you're fat. Oh, you're ugly. Oh, you're this. Oh, you're that. You know what? Don't let what anybody else say to you affect you. Isn't that part of one of the four agreements? Don't take anything personally. Okay? So somebody tells you you're fat. Don't take it personally. It's just, they're projecting. They probably feel fat. I know when I feel fat, I look at heavier people and I'm like, oh, they're fat. Well, it's my own judgment. I'm passing on them. They're probably perfectly happy. Shame on me. That's horrible. So your confidence comes from within. And, yes, if you had, you know, great parents that empowered you and said you could do anything you want. I had a mother that would tell me, you could do whatever you want and you're grounded. And my dad, when I'd get my report card, because I was not the student, you're never going to amount to anything. Okay, you know what? I amounted to some great things. I've done some great things in my life. But anybody can because of these principles. And sometimes we get lackey or lazy. But, you know, let's talk about confidence today. Real confidence is a habit. And it's built through hard work and excellent habits. So real confidence is not narcissism. And a lot of people get the two confused, okay? And although we confuse them, people with narcissistic tendencies need everyone else to think they're special. Remember, they're taking other people's projections too personally. They want to be reaffirmed. Watch people. You could see, I mean, totally when I'm speaking publicly, I do feel the energy and the vibe. We've talked about vibrations on this show. I feel the vibration from the audience. And, yes, that jacks me because I'm serving them and they're into it and they're getting something from it. It's not about me, though. It's about what they're getting from it because my job is to serve them. But there are people that walk in the rooms and they clap and they just are, look at me. Hey, hey, hey. Pay attention to people's nonverbal cues. It's amazing. They have a need for admiration and a sense of entitlement that's really truly rooted in deep-seated insecurities. Authentic confidence has nothing to do with selfishness or needing approval from others. People who are confident don't need anyone else to see their poise because they don't care. Okay, look at it. They don't care. See, there's something so freeing. Yet it's such freedom. It's such freedom. I mean, I've been hanging lately with yoga pants and my tie-dyed long shirts, and I haven't been wearing makeup, hair, and a ponytail. You know what? I'm a makeup artist. I know how to do makeup. I know how to peacock myself up real nice. But you know what? I don't care. I feel comfortable the way I am. I love people. And I'll tell you a funny story. Oh, my gosh. I was at Costco today, and we're going to continue with confidence, but I was at Costco today, and there was this cute little dog that looked like my little Marley dog, who's a Maltese. Yes, they're not barking today. Isn't that wonderful? They're not barking because they're up in my son's room with him. so anyway, I'm like, oh, my gosh, that looks like a Maltese. Oh, my gosh, you think I said this looked like Cujo. It was some Coton de Paris. I don't even know the name of it. And I'm like, oh, it looks like a Maltese. She goes, it's a Coton. obviously there was some deep-rooted insecurities there about the dog. I called the dog the wrong name instead of just being gracious and saying, yes, sir, they look like that, but this breed is blah, blah, blah. I would have been open to hear more about this incredible breed, but she was so snooty. It was like, okay, I didn't take it personally, but I was just like, oh, my gosh. So anyway, people who are confident don't care. They don't need anyone else to see their poise. They know which direction is north, and they trust in their ability to navigate no matter what obstacles are thrown their way. They have faith in the process, and they believe they will make it to their destination. And remember, we got to tell ourselves we're going to make it to our destination. That conviction paradoxically attracts others because it makes everyone more confident in themselves. Unfortunately, there's haters out there, and they see confidence, and they hate you for it because they don't have it. Don't let it bother you. Don't care. Unfortunately, real confidence is something we all want, and it takes some effort to attain. You can't just buy new clothes and expect to sustain your self-assurance through the ups and downs of life. You need to practice self-development exercises, which we do here all the time. It's what our show is. It's all about self-development. We've really expanded our show today, and I really want some feedback from you. If you're enjoying the different procedures, too, and I know I'm off on a bunny trail, but, hey, this is Carol Parisi. That's who I am. That's how I roll. If you're enjoying the weight loss and some of the nutritional things and some of these other information things, I'll keep doing a two-hour show because I love it. It's what I do. I want to share. So you need to practice the self-development exercises, and we do those. And here are 13 habits you need to immediately give up if you want astonishing confidence. So it's time to get a paper and pencil. And this is, I know here we're doing repetition again, folks. We are doing repetition, but what do we say? If you want to be a master, you must master the basics. And repetition, 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 it gets to the neural pathways. It's going to become a habit, okay? So we just keep saying a lot of the same stuff. And if our new listeners are listening, this first time you hear, you'll hear it again, I guarantee. So there we go, 13 habits. Number one, engaging in negative self-talk. Ding. Yes, man becomes what he thinks about most of the time. Sure, at one point in your life, that mean inner coach motivated you, but now it's holding you back and lowering your self-esteem. I have never been on a football field. I have heard the way some coaches talk. I don't know. To motivate, I don't get it. As a coach, I don't motivate in the negative. I think it's a alpha male thing that I don't know anything about. I don't care. I mean, but you know, get over it. Get over it. Maybe my parents were saying you're never going to amount to anything. You could do better. You know, I think there is a lot of negative motivation out there. So obviously, since I was negatively motivated when I was a younger person, I totally, being the rebel that I am, rejected it. And I've always positively motivated anyone that I work with, my kid. I mean, you could do anything. Come on, you could do this, you know. No boundaries, no limitations. So remember, no engaging in negative self-talk. Number one, get rid of it. Number two, here we go. We talked about this already. Caring too much about what other people think. Don't be an asshole, okay? But seeking approval from other people reinforces the idea that you need external validation. The fact is that you have insufficient internal love. Okay? You got to love yourself. You are an awesome human being. To build yourself up, stop trying to meet other people's expectations and start appreciating yourself. This is why it's creating your ideal life. Sit down with that pen and paper. Write down who you are. Write down your boundaries. Write down what your vision is and start working towards that. Now, you don't care what other people think. You have a goal. Now, I'm not saying be an asshole, okay? Don't be an asshole. You know, you can't go ahead and, you know, run over your neighbor's grass if you have to go, you know, get something, okay? It's kind of a metaphor. It was probably a poor one, but hey. Stop wasting time on activities like Netflix. Too much playing video games, watching too much television, shopping for incessant deals. That's me. To build confidence, you need to develop a sense of pride in your competence. Invest in yourself rather than indulging in temporary escapes. Huge, big one. That's number three. I like number three. We could all do that. Remember, time is our most valuable, non-renewable resource. You can't renew it. You can't get more of it. So, you know, that's a big one. That's a really, really big one. Stop wasting time. Stop wasting time. Don't indulge in the temporary escapes. You know, Zig Ziglar that says you do things that are stress relieving rather than goal achieving. Get a little more drive there. So, number four, seeing only shortcomings rather than the opportunities for growth. Focusing on limitations only builds their strength. Reframe all shortcomings as areas for growth. Then start taking action to create meaningful process. And number five is filling your life with screens and stimulation rather than quiet introspect. Sports, movies, politics. Stop overstimulating your brain by staring at screens all day. All brilliant minds read. Readers are leaders. And reflect. Okay? Read and reflect. It's time for you to build a foundation for success and confidence instead of bringing on superficial entertainment. How about edutainment? Listen to shows like this. Get on, if you need background stuff, listen to things that are going to empower you. Listen to things that are going to bring out the best in you and make you think differently and help you to achieve your goals. And this one, number six, stop constantly reliving the past. No matter how good or bad things in the past were, they're already happened. It's the past. Put it behind you. Bring your attention to the present moment and start there to build a better future. You got the present. It's more than a lot of people that didn't even wake up this morning, okay? And, stop anxiously anticipating the future. You know, the only way to create your future you want is to be effective in the now. Fantasies about the future don't matter unless you're active, pursuing that focus, the goal, in the moment. And, here's another one. Stop asking others for their opinion before formulating your own. Now, get a coach, yes, but use your own master, your own mind here. Become an expert of your own experience. Take your own stance and then seek out alternative perspectives with openness to new information instead of always putting yourself in a passive role. I don't know what to do now. That doesn't mean sometimes it's like, you know what, my head's screwed up. I don't know what to do. Remember, clarity is power. Clarity is power. That's one of our huge, huge wisdom keys. Clarity is power. But get to know yourself, you know, and then you can be true to yourself. So focusing too much on the details and not reflecting enough on the big picture. I do that. I sometimes overthink things and micromanage. And I don't do the – I mean, I do the big picture too, but I can do it better with that. So find balance of perspective. So you can involve it in your current work and what you're doing, and then you know where it's going, and then you can see how far you've come. So I need a drink, sorry. Okay, this is a big one. I hope you're writing these down. Looking to external objects, people or things, to alleviate internal wounds. People with real confidence are aware of the emotional pain, and they actively address it in therapy or coaching. So they don't get caught in defense mechanisms and temporary pleasures. They don't address their underlying problem. Okay? Your defense mechanisms and your temporary pleasures, it's masking. It's a defense mechanism. Very nice. And then stressing over small problems that don't really matter. Stop creating problems. The drama queen. Some people live in the drama. A crisis a day is the media way, right? Come on, watch the media. Oh, it's a crisis. Oh, I can't wait to turn on the television and see what today's crisis is. You know, stop creating problems and building unnecessary stress. It really only drains you of your valuable energy. Remember, energy, we want great energy that you could be investing in your personal and professional growth. Stop thinking about false regrets, failures, instead of practicing gratitude. What do we say on this show every morning? Before you get out of bed, be grateful. My thing is, I thank you, God. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, God, for my breath. Thank you, God, for my dogs. Thank you, God, for my husband. Thank you, God, for my son. And thank you, God, for health and this house. And thank you for just letting me wake up this morning, every morning, and then before I go to bed at night. Do gratitude. Do it throughout the day. If you're getting frustrated, stop yourself and just reframe your brain. If you're getting frustrated about something, just start being grateful for what's around you. You know what? It's a beautiful day out. Oh, look at that beautiful bird. Hey, I woke up this morning. I saw a crane. You know, I call it the pterodactyl. The crane just flew in front of my window. It was amazing. I'm grateful for that. Start being grateful for the little tiny things in life. It will change your life. It will change your attitude. Change of attitude will change your life. Thought, attitude, emotion, remember, it's all part of our good energy. And the more we do this stuff, the more we're taking these neurons and creating these neural pathways to excellence, okay? So stop. Stop creating problems. Now, the gratitude, remember, stop thinking about faults, regrets, and failures. Just practice gratitude. Most people aren't exactly who they want to be anyway. The people who are happy and confident are the ones who appreciate what they have where they are right now, which allows them to continue growing and building your ideal life. And then 13, stop wasting time comparing yourself with others. Instagram, I don't even know what Instagram is. Get off Instagram. There's no point in envying other people when you could be discovering your own value. The world has plenty of opportunity to go around, and the more effort that you put into refining your skills, the more confident you'll become and the better your life you'll live. Confidence is not narcissism because it's not built from compensation. It's produced from hard work and excellent habits. So this was published on May 18th of 2017, and Inc. columnist and the columnist was, I want to give credit where credit's due here, because this is awesome. This is by Matthew Jones. Matthew Jones, I got to tell you, this was one of the best articles I've read in a long time, and I hope it has served you. I hope it has brought you some type of empowerment for the day. You know, this is you creating your ideal life. That is what Awaken to Empowerment is. Sorry, nobody's going to do it for you. Yes, you may be lucky enough to find great mentors and coaches to do it with you. Be humble enough to ask for the help. Too many people have too much pride. If you need help, ask for it. Ask for it. Reach out. There's lots of coaches out there, mentors. Be careful who you're listening to. So when you do this, be careful who you're listening to, because success really leaves clues, and you will see if these people are living with integrity. Don't trust everybody off the bat. You know, please take me the right way, but it's like, oh, I'm a Christian, and sometimes, you know, people, you know, that great. They don't act like it. Just watch what people do before you, you know, totally commit. So really, before you're actually getting mentored or tapping into a program, you know, who are you listening to? How are, you know, are they walking the talk themselves? Okay, just be very coachable. It's good to be coachable, of course. Are your thoughts and actions congruent? And I think this is where we get our self judgment, but this is where great growth is. And you know, growth is change. Transformation is a lot of little changes compounded to excellence towards a worthy ideal. So really take your life from turmoil, transition, and keep doing things like this. Keep listening to things that are going to empower you. And empower the holistic you. Not just to put your makeup on pretty. I mean, as I said, I was a makeup artist for many years, And I really loved doing that. But my favorite part was to have a woman in my chair for an hour and be able to talk to her about other things. And, you know, I taught her how to put her makeup on. I taught her how to care for her skin. But I also had the opportunity to listen to her and her needs and coach her in other ways. And I've got to tell you, there's something very intimate about that. Like, you know, hairstylists, too. So, you know, be able to be holistically empowered. Okay, this is really a holistically empowered show. It's not just the makeup fluff, as I was starting to say. Body, mind, spirit. Wellness. Wellness is so important. Exercise. Healthy habits. It doesn't mean you're not going to eat the microwave popcorn every now and then. I had microwave popcorn this weekend. Do I know that it's not the greatest thing? Hey, when I was in my 20s, I had it every day. I would have a bag of microwave popcorn every day. Love this stuff. That's probably when they first started with GMOs, you know? But, I mean, have the little piece of candy. But you know what? If you really, really like candy, go for those healthy alternatives. Start doing, mixing some coconut oil with protein powder and, you know, start, you know, playing with the foods that you like to make healthy alternatives. I mean, the chips, I'm addicted to, well, not really addicted. I really love the healthy dehydrated broccoli, the healthy dehydrated kale chips. And I mean, you know, you can make them in your own home with a food dehydrator, or now, thank God, I mean, Trader Joe's has great broccoli, dehydrated broccoli. Costco had them, but they stopped carrying them. Shame on Costco. You know, body, mind, and spirit. A lot of what we talk about is mind stuff. A lot of what we talk about is like think and grow rich, and thoughts are things, and those kind of principles. And spirit. You know, your spiritual journey, I am a Bible-believing Christian. I say that on this show all the time. I read the Bible. There's so much of this New Age stuff that's actually biblical. So it's really, I say New Age is really old school. It really is. Timeless truths. If you study many of the world's, you know, Buddhism, you know, Judaism and Christianity are so close that there's a lot of, you know, spiritual concepts there that are constant. And a lot of them have to do with our thoughts and our words and our deeds. And, you know, I mean, one of my favorite scriptures is Jesus said, love one another. You know, it's the greatest commandment I give you. And if we truly come from a place of heartfelt love and service to each other, there's nothing that we can't overcome as individuals. And if you're in America, there's so much tumult and negative and, you know what, there's nothing that this country can't overcome if we ever just gave others the opportunity to share their hearts and look at them, look at their perspective. I don't want to get political, although that was the universe I came from, but I found that to be too phony baloney, where a lot of it is just about perception. And who masters the verbiage of perception the best wins. And perception really isn't product. You know what I'm saying? It's not productivity. Perception is a game. And I am more of a type of person that's keeping it real, you know? Keep it real. These are real principles. You can't be someone who projects a perception and be real. I mean, sometimes you have to, you know, sometimes you have to do the dog and pony show. I get it. But just try and keep it real as much as you can. And, you know, let's take a minute now. I'll take a little break. Let's put some really nice music on. We're going to wind down the last part of our show here today. But let's put some music on, and we'll be right back. All right. Well, that was kind of a long show. What did we talk about today? Well, we talked about Zillow being sued. We talked about omega 7. We talked about coconut oil. Talked about confidence and the difference between confidence and narcissism. So hopefully this show has served you. I love Napoleon Hill. And he says, you know, in order to receive this secret, you have to be ready to receive it. And that really, you know, you've got to be coachable, open-minded, willing to change, go through the tough stuff. And you could discover and receive these secrets in Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. I love it. I love these success principles. Wallace D. Wattles, The Science of Getting Rich. It's not really wrong to become rich, and he spends a lot of time, because, you know, I don't understand. I really don't understand what all the negative is with being rich and why in America lately we're dissing that, you know. Oh, the rich, eat the rich. You know, being rich, you can help so many more people. But there's other riches than just monetary riches. I mean, I'm telling you, I am going to be a decamillionaire within the next 5 years. That is my goal, something I'm going to do, creating a plan for it. But if I'm that rich, how many people can I give programs to and go and travel and put on events with my own resources and really reach out and help people? I could do a lot more of that with millions of dollars than I can with hundreds of dollars, you know? So there's nothing wrong with being rich. But also being rich is rich in spirit and rich in mind and rich in health and rich in experience and rich in wisdom. It's not only about money. It's about rich in relationships, you know, rich in peace of mind. There's so much more to riches than just financial riches. And you know what? I want it all. I want it all. I am willing to do whatever it takes as long as I am bringing no harm to anyone else. I am not stealing from anyone else. I'm not doing anything immoral to have it all. As long as you are willing to serve and be humble and be excellent and be loving and kind and good, there's nothing wrong with having it all. That's probably part of the confidence in life. I mean, I am truly blessed. I have a phenomenal relationship with my spouse and my family. I mean, you're not perfect. Nothing's perfect, okay? Nothing is perfect. If you seek perfection, you lose a lot. But, I mean, stability and excellence and love and communication, okay? Relationship-wise, I'm thriving. And people that aren't excellent, the people that are duplicitous, that will lie to you, and I'm talking in that political world, you know, I have no time for them. A friend of mine asked me today, she goes, are you going to this event? And I'm like, why would I? I have no desire to be around people that are duplicitous. I mean, whoever I want to see, I make sure that I maintain relationships. So, you know what, if people are negative and they've got that low vibrational energy that we've talked about, vibration, we did a couple shows on vibration. If people are low vibes and small thinkers and just angry all the time and crisis a day is their way and they walk around life trying to be pissed off about something, you know what, that's going to affect you. That's going to have an effect on you. So there's riches in many things, but it's not wrong to be rich. And I think a lot of people have been indoctrinated with the idea that you know, becoming wealthy financially is somehow wrong and immoral. So, you know, hopefully, you know, being on this show and being a participant in this, there's really nothing wrong and nothing unspiritual about becoming rich. Remember, money is just a different vibration, and it moves around. It's a great tool. It's a great tool, and it's the tool of our system. I mean, right now you can't have a roof over your head if you don't have money and resources. You know, you can't feed yourself really well. I mean, yes, there's public, you know, social welfare. You know, social welfare is highly overrated. And yes, I mean, I do believe people that have things should voluntarily give to the poor. But do we need a whole bureaucracy to get it from point A to B? You know, maybe individuals can, more money have, more foundations you could set up to really get right to where the cause is, and you could take away government's control of some of this, the bureaucracy of social welfare systems. I mean, you may say I'm a dreamer, but, hey, I know I'm not the only one, right? So, you know, money is not wrong. And your attitude is so important. You know, you can be entrepreneurial. You've got, I've said this a million times, and it's an important point. It's one of the mastering, you know, of the basics here. You really, if you could love what you do, if you could love what you do. Now, I said be a chicken entrepreneur. You know, if you love something, if you're a good gardener or you're a good guitar player, you're a good singer, you're a good life coach, or whatever you're good at, go do it for free, part-time. You will get noticed. Really, if you love doing it, eventually it'll come to you. If you love to do crafts, go to the craft fairs. So change your attitude, you know. Don't falsely reason that, you know, being rich is bad, and there are so many secrets, but there really are no secrets. Do you know what I'm saying? You just have to live authentically, live a life of excellence, get around great people, read good books, listen to good information, stop wasting your time, and you got to dream, too. You got to dream. But with the dreaming, you also have to take action, and you have to do. So I think I'm going to close this show. We've gone quite a long time today. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope I served you. We're going to finalize the show with Boston's Peace of Mind. And this is Carol Parisi signing off for Awaken to Empowerment. And it's time to create your ideal life. Let's do it together. Join me here next time on Awaken to Empowerment. Remember, you can download these podcasts at blogtalkradio.com, and that's Awaken to Empowerment with Carol Ann Parisi, because it's time. It's time for you to create your ideal life and have a little discovery of your destiny with peace of mind. You're going to check out with Boston. Again, thank you for joining me. Hope I have served you. This is Carol Ann Parisi with the voice of truth, peace, love, and freedom.